The all-new Honda HR-V Hybrid is a very good-looking car. So here we are on the radio, where its clean lines can't distract from its other qualities, like its spacious interior, advanced safety features, a standard, connectivity. Oh, hang on. Are some of you searching online for a picture of it? Okay, it's gorgeous, but you know what? Go to a showroom, see it in person, maybe even test drive it. It's not all about looks. Honda. The power of dreams.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still the whole show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Monday, February the 13th. Thank goodness it isn't Friday the 13th. That would be an absolute disaster. But we've had the Brit Awards. I quite like the review in The Telegraph, which basically pulled it apart and sort of said, I mean, you know, lots of things didn't go as they were supposed to. The worst presentation some years ago was Samantha Fox and Mick Fleetwood. They didn't have the faintest idea what was going on. They queued to bits that never happened. And this one, they said Mo Gilligan, who I think was hosting, needs to get a new scriptwriter or find something that's sort of, you know, something in sort of keeping. It doesn't get a big audience, mainly because it's lost its edge. Years ago, I can remember Michael Jackson comes on to do Earth Song and Jarvis Cocker invades the set. You know, John Prescott was there. Somebody emptied a bucket of ice over his head. You know, edgy stuff, not the sort of the pampering that you get on at the moment. I mean, the nearest thing that you actually get is Harry Styles gets another award and another award. And then he got another award and then he got another award because so he gets four. He gets four awards. So, you know, he is man of the moment. Sam Smith looked like a prat. I mean, you know, I'm sure very lovely, dear, to wear it, but it is your insecurities are coming through on this one, I'm afraid. I don't know what it was. It's like an inflatable bodysuit with bulbous arms and legs, which we think had been worn before. We think David Bowie had done it. So not even current, not even original, I'm afraid. But, you know, if that's what he wants to wear there, how you go to the toilet, I've got no idea. One can only hazard a guess, can't we, about, you know, whether you have to take the whole thing off and all the rest of it. Then we were told that Sam Smith was in a chaotic backstage argument after their £500,000 Brit set malfunctioned. And he's non-binary. I really couldn't give a toss. I know it makes me sound really awful, but I'm sorry. I'm really not interested. I really don't care. I really don't care. He's non-binary. Whatever God's name that means. I have no idea. And he uses gender-neutral pronouns. But anyway, the set screwed up. And so it doesn't make any difference whether he's non-binary, gender-neutral. I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. But anyway, they did actually sort of still come up. They did make a quick exit, avoiding any of the show's after-parties. Because you can tell the ones who had nothing to do with it, like, I think, Maya Jama. What's she got to do with the Brits? She hosts a little Love Island programme for desperately unhappy people who can't find anybody to go out with. And that's her claim to fame. What in God's name was she doing there? No idea. Mind you, I did read the stories about Vanessa Feltz's ex-fiancé, Ben Afodu. He's homeless. Good. Good. I'm delighted. Haven't you saved any money, sweet pea? She think not too. Apparently, this has been going on for ages. This isn't new. I was reading a thing, which I think Vanessa had done, and this has been going on for, I thought it said years. Years. So why she's put up with it, I've got no idea, because he's just a dirty little cheat. I'm glad she's kicked him out. It's her house. Her house. He doesn't contribute anything, as far as I know. And I believe, actually, this mansion was previously owned by Charles Saatchi, but she's been in it for ages, ages and ages and ages. But the thing to do now is, he's done, I mean, I'm so bored with him, he's as dull as anything, really. And he picked somebody up at a holiday camp, and then somebody was sort of texting him backwards and forwards. I mean, basically a prat of the first order. You know, if you're with somebody, doesn't matter whether you're married or whatever, and you cheat, not just once, but a few times, out you go, failure. All the advice has come from all the agony uncles and aunts saying, get rid of him. You know, you cannot trust this man as far as you could throw him. He's a liar. He's a cheat. And that's it. You have to get rid of him. So I'm not really bothered about how long the relationship was going on for, you know, whatever happened or anything else. All you know is he cheated. And if somebody cheats on you, you kick them out as quick as possible. There's no such thing as, oh, giving them a second chance. I'm sorry, he's had all the chances. He's used up all his nine lives. They've all gone, and he's homeless. Well, obviously he hasn't saved any money up. You know, I'd have thought he'd have been quite a clever, intelligent person, and maybe, you know, money he might have earned through doing gigs in holiday camps, put it to buying a little flat, which could be his bolt hole or something like that. But so he's homeless. Good! I couldn't be more delighted. That'll teach you. Vanessa knows what to do. All her friends be saying the same thing. Kick him out. So she's kicked him out. Well done.
I make 5% cash back on everything I buy. I made 5% back on that.
On this!
Drop down and give me 5!
5% back on this workout. And 5% back on this! New card members get 5% cash back on all purchases for the first 3 months up to £100 and no annual fee. That's right, no annual fee with the American Express Platinum Cashback Everyday Credit Card.
Representative 28.1% APR variable. Minimum annual spend to receive cashback. Terms apply. 18 plus subject to approval.
We don't need to prove to anyone that we're real. Go, oh, here we go. Love Island's Ekin, Sue and Davide, or whatever his name is. I don't know. Another two non-entities. They won the ITV dating show, but there are rumours that the relationship is fake. Because if you don't get a relationship in Love Island, you really are a has-been. I mean, it's not difficult to, but they're all desperate to be picked up. Seriously, it's a bit like, you know, watching Naked Attraction, you know, where they sort of go, oh, I don't know. What sort of person are you looking for? I don't know. You think, well, you put yourself up on a programme where you're going to see lots of willies or the other bits. And they sort of go, oh, I've never seen so many. You think, I bet you bloody have. They all look like they've been there and round the block a few times, I'm afraid, which is a bit of a shame. But they sort of try and make out that it's something interesting. It's just basically people who want to go on television and take all their clothes off. That's all it is. It's nothing more than that. You don't have to be intelligent to do it. If you're well hung, of course, it kind of works in your favour. But if you're Mr. Teeny Tiny, which most of them appear to be, I wouldn't bother. Seriously, I find the whole thing very sort of embarrassing. And then they go for close-ups of people's... Some of them are pierced and some of them... Oh, God in heaven. Listen, if you can't find anybody in this big, bad world out there, you might as well just give up now. You have to go on television and take all your clothes off. There was a woman the other day. She was an old woman. And I remember thinking, oh, she'd been married and then the marriage had split up. I'm thinking, you're not seriously going to take all your clothes off on television, are you? I mean, please. And then she discovered she liked taking her clothes off. You know, not only just on television, did it at home, and mowing the lawn, doing all these other bits and pieces. And I thought, oh, Lord above, really is dreadful. Oh, by the way, just going back to the Brit Awards, pulled in 3.9 million viewers. So from the last time around, it's added a few on, which is OK. I mean, I think it rose by 1.2 million, but they need to up the ante. And as far as I'm concerned, all the people who go there enjoy it, but... It's a case of, you know, they need to sort of push it up a bit. I mean, 3.9 million is not a great audience. It's not really. It's not very good. Idris Elba clarifies why he no longer calls himself a black actor. Being an actor is a profession, he said. It's like being an architect. They're not defined by race. Who calls him a black actor? I mean, they did a thing on the television the other day and it had, you know, all those talking heads. Dom Jolly, yawn. You know, all these sort of people commenting on different little bits and pieces. And I was sort of watching it and they had sort of various people on there. And then Roseanne Barr, who made the biggest cock-up of her entire career. In fact, it was so bad, that the company that made her programme, Roseanne, cancelled it immediately. She was dropped. Her entire career collapsed because she came up with this racist slur. And then she proceeded to not do herself any favours. When she was being interviewed, she was quite clearly drunk. And she kept saying, I thought she was white, and all this kind of thing. Oh, it was dreadful, dreadful. Loose Women star, Syra Khan. She hasn't been on Loose Women for ages and ages. I mean, to be honest with you, she was on there. She didn't contribute to the programme, but she's now joined Eamon Holmes on GB News. God in heaven. And so she's going to help him out every Monday and Tuesday. So he said he was sort of announced his excitement by being joined by one of his best friends. I thought she was ghastly, absolutely ghastly. And she's going to be enticed over to the right-leaning channel. And he says your Monday-Tuesday lineup on the breakfast show gets no audience at all. So she's basically, we're still trying to find out who she fell out with at Loose Women. Because that's what it was. She fell out with people and then she did her drama queen tantrum. And off she toddled and never to be heard of since. Bit of a shame. Kate Winslet says filming sex scenes with Leonardo DiCaprio in front of her husband was weird. We don't actually have sex, dear. It's just, it's called acting. I mean, I don't really understand. Oh, look, Joe Swash. Obviously, he's run out of the spray hair because he's wearing his baseball cap again as Stacey Solomon gives birth to child number 5. I hope the work keeps coming in, dear, and you keep earning money. Otherwise, very difficult for you. And perhaps you can get Joe another job, something like that. Perhaps you could have a hair transplant. They all do it. Lee Mead's had one. Shania Twain recalls a very low period in her life and fears she'd never sing again. That don't impress me much. She loves Harry Styles. Absolutely. She absolutely loves him. She said he's great. She said he's so nice and he's genuine. Oh, Katie Price. Hints at reviving her music career. It's a shame, really, love, if you could sing, but you can't sing. Tone deaf. Tone deaf. And she's got new music on the way. And this is with X Factor's Scarlett Lee, whoever that is. And she said, this is going to be beautiful. I'm loving it. And it's great. And the pair have said they're working on a Christmas single. Well, for this year or last year, dear? Which one did you... Everything you touch is a failure. Your hair looks a wreck. Your cosmetic surgery doesn't work. You can't write. You've never written a book in your life. Your modelling career's given up on you. You're a bankrupt. You're a drunk. Well, I've forgotten anything. Oh, yeah, you're living in the mucky mansion. But anyway, bankruptcy hearing. £12,000 a month, she said she'd pay. Nothing at all. So there's no career comeback, love. No, I mean, who's going to... I mean, on what show do you think you're going to be appearing? There aren't any shows for people like you. They say the ex-glamour model. I mean, really. Ollie Murs has transformed his body. So he's gone from being Mr. Flabby, and now he's dating a bodybuilder. And so he's sort of developed... They all do it, though, don't they? They all do it. So they have a picture of them in their pants. So you can see what he looks like when he's sort of worked out, which is, you know, which is lovely. He's 38 now, which is probably the time that you need to do things like that.
When you get in your car, everything is just how you want it. You've adjusted all the little things. Just so. It's comfortable. And everything is within easy reach. We think everything should be like this. Like our personalized pricing when you service your BMW with us. If you've had your car 3 years or more, we'll tailor the cost. The more time that's gone by, the better the price. So, service with us and discover prices that feel as individual as you are. To find out more, search BMW Personalized Pricing.
Anybody familiar with somebody called Tasha Gourie? No, not a clue, not a clue. Anyway, here she is. She's apparently a model and a dancer from North Yorkshire. Rubbish. Sorry, I was going to say rubbish, actually. But she loves her new figure. And also the other one, which I thought must have been getting a bit desperate. Do you remember she was in Brookside? Was it Sarah Jane Dunn or something like that? And she then decided, oh, I'm going to be glamour model. So she goes on to the For Fans Only site, whatever it is, and starts flogging pictures. And so we go, OK, fair enough, dear. You do whatever you want to do. Nobody cares. But obviously it must have started tailing off. Because there was a 2-page interview with her talking about, you know, she's empowering. She's not empowering anybody at all. She's doing it for the money. If she was empowering women, she'd do it for free. But she's still going on about, oh, you know, people were saying this about me. Nobody gives a stuff, dear, what you do. You want to get your tits out? Get your tits out. We don't care. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, I'm afraid. Netflix. Lewis Capaldi signed a seven-figure deal with Netflix. I think he could play Meatloaf. Don't you think he bears a striking resemblance to Meatloaf? A little bit, actually. And the Masked Singer fans were stunned last night because Richie Sambora was unveiled as Jacket Potato. Yeah, I should imagine they were stunned because they hadn't the faintest idea who he was. They went, oh, it's... who? Richie Sambora. Who's he? He's an American rock guitarist. Why would you know who he is? The sort of people who watch The Masked Singer, they might know Sheena Easton, but they certainly wouldn't know Richie Sambora. He must need the money. And Ellie Goulding defends Tom Grennan following his inappropriate comment about her breasts live on stage at the Brits. I love it. It just gets better and better. Better and better. And she declared that no harm was intended after there was a backlash from fans following Tom's awkward joke. And I think he says, I love what you're doing. They're your real boobs and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, listen, it is what it is. It's got nothing to do with the so-called fans. Why don't you mind your own business? Keep your beaky nose out. If she wasn't offended by it, what the hell's it got to do with you? Mind your own business. Go and find a job. Do something like that. You know, the so-called fans of the Brit Award. I mean, I don't know, perhaps they get them from an agency or something. I don't know. I can never work it all out. But it's all very interesting. Anyway, here we go, another week. Actually, I think the weather's improved a little bit. I think it only a little bit. Not hugely. It's got a bit milder, which is quite nice. Today I'm off to the doctors. Unfortunately, it's taking an armful of blood again, so I've got that to look forward to, which is unfortunate because we've also got somebody coming round to give us a quote for a new window. But luckily, my Lynn said, don't worry. It's typical, isn't it? My blood appointment's 11:30 and the man's coming round at 11. I mean, I said to Lynn, I said, I hope he turns up early because then I can be there for it. And then I can nip round and go and get my blood done. It doesn't take too long to get your bloods done. It's just finding the vein. Makes me cringe even thinking about it. Anyway, listen, have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic day. Did you hear earlier on? I was at my friend Tony Paledri, who owns Little Italy in Frith Street, which is literally, I mean, I'm trying to work out actually how close they are to the Leicester Square Theatre. I think they're really close to the Leicester Square Theatre, very close. But he said, if you're going in there for something to eat before the show, you get a free glass of Prosecco. Free glass of Prosecco. And then he said to me, you can come along afterwards. I thought, I'll be shooting off home to go to bed. I've got to be back in the morning. In the early hours, which I'm sure will be absolutely lovely. Absolutely fantastic. But oh, good for Little Italy. And Tony be there all day. He likes it because he's a big LBC fan. He just loves it. He can't get enough of it. Anyway, have a lovely, lovely day. Join me tomorrow, please. I wonder what startling revelations we'll have tomorrow. God alone knows. But I'm sure it'll be wonderful. In the meantime, keep downloading, keep podcasting, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.